This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. So we're in the thick of it now, folks. And as Lee was saying in the last segment, it's going to get brutal. They will launch every coup, every dirty trick, maybe another an assassination attempt, which is very easy to do. They happen all the time. You get crazies going after Trump. We have terrible people in charge of the Secret Service. I don't trust them at all. Thankful he's not doing rallies anymore. All you got to do is turn your head when you know they're out there, like they did in Butler. The rest will take care of itself. So, folks, we're entering an extremely dangerous time for our country and for the world. And yet, the stuff that's coming out, this is the great reveal, folks. And you know what is emerging? Russiagate isn't Russiagate. The Russia part was the second half. Russiagate is Hillarygate. Russiagate is actually the story of covering up Hillary Clinton's crimes. And the fear? The fear because, folks, this story is nuts. The lie they told us was that Russia hacked the DNC server. They didn't. But they did hack a lot of other stuff. What we don't know. They've got those internal Soros communications where they're very openly talking about covering up Hillary's crimes. The Soros folks were not involved in that, but they were talking about them with the head of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. We got that last week. Who'd we get it from? Russia. Russia knew, and Hillary and Obama and Brennan knew Russia knew. And now we've got this. This just came out, got buried in the grand jury story. But it's huge. Loretta Lynch was the head of the Barack Obama Department of Injustice. She was the attorney general. Well, we just got a series of emails showing that Loretta Lynch contacted Amanda Renteria. She's a top Clinton campaign aide. To communicate that, don't worry, we do have to do this FBI investigation, but we're going to stop it before it gets too far, before it gets to your felonies. So don't worry, we'll fix it. Now, here's where this is interesting overnight. The claim comes from Russian intel intercepted by the Dutch and handed to the U.S. So what do we have here? We have Russia knowing about Hillary's crimes. We have the Dutch spying on the Russians and learning not just of Hillary's crimes, but of Loretta Lynch's plot to cover them up and make sure nobody knew. It's all beginning to make sense of what happens. So the Dutch go, well, look, the Russians have compromise on Hillary. Y'all should know about it. Do y'all know that Loretta Lynch is in on this criminal scheme? The Dutch innocently came to us and said, look, we intercepted this. Russia has this. They know. They have compromise on Hillary. Why? Because she committed crimes. It all makes so much sense. This is why Hillary, Obama too, all of them, in a panic, went, whoa, 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 we'll project it on Trump's. What they always do, whatever they accuse you of is what they're doing. So they made up the Russia collusion hoax, knowing it was actually Hillary Russia had compromise on. And Russia wasn't interested in publishing any of this before the election to help Trump win. They were holding it to blackmail her with later. The Democrats knew it and did not care. No, it's worse than that. So the Dutch intercept Russian intel showing that Loretta Lynch had contacted a top Hillary campaign aide and said, hey, listen, don't worry. We got this handled. Okay, we know she committed crimes. We don't care. We'll cover it up. The Dutch intercepted that. Sent to the FBI, not knowing they were in on it. Top FBI attorney gets a hold of it. James Baker. He begins writing memos about how seriously concerned he is because it appears that Loretta Lynch, Barack Obama's attorney general, is in the process of covering up Hillary Clinton's crimes. It all makes sense. And what do we get? Well, we get the cherry on the ice cream. We get what we had last week. I'm gonna tie all this together. The absolute bombshell intel released from the burn bags, hiding in the FBI basement. Thank God it wasn't destroyed, that Hillary Clinton's crimes were codified on those 8 thumb drives. Felony after felony after felony after felony after felony. She can only look at this classified data in a SCIF. She can't put it on a thumb drive and take it home. She did. Foreign actors got a hold of it. Wouldn't surprise me if this is where Russia got this information. Ironically, I don't know that, but it wouldn't surprise me. It would make sense. She takes it home. They go, oh, no, what do we do? This is, you know, big felonies here. A lot of them. They said, we'll know what we'll do. We'll classify the evidence of her crimes. And they do. They classified it. They put it in the Durham annex. By the way, Durham's in trouble, too. They're all in trouble. Durham investigates this, finds Hillary's crimes before the statute of limitation is passed, and goes, oh, no. Because remember, Durham was supposed to investigate Russiagate, right? But he was a conspirator, looks like. He goes, I know, I'll take evidence of Hillary's crimes that I found and I'll classify it too. These people were all hiding the crimes of the Democrats by classification. They were abusing classification. So folks, bottom line here, Russiagate isn't about Russiagate. The conspiracy is the cover-up of Hillary Clinton's crimes by all these people, and that eventually ended up in the Russia hoax. And that's the problem for the media. It's the problem for Fox News, too. They all but tried to black this out last week. They were almost as bad as the national media, bringing on people like Trey Gowdy to plead, leave them alone. Please don't arrest them. No indictments. Let's stop talking about this. Bringing on everyone who got the Russia hoax wrong, wrong, wrong. Andrew McCarthy, who had to write an apology column because he got every aspect of the Russia hoax wrong. Trying to play this down, gaff this off. Fox can't gaff it off anymore. They're having to cover it. Why? Because this is about Hillary's crimes. That's where this starts. Here's Megyn Kelly reacting.
Okay, so the Russia reports also claim that Attorney General Loretta Lynch had privately told a Clinton campaign official, and they name her Amanda Renteria, that she, Lynch, would make sure the FBI's server investigation did not, quote, go too far. So this is the sitting attorney general reassuring the group that's representing one of her targets, an FBI target of an investigation. Don't worry, I got this. We got to do something because it looks bad, but it's not going to go too far. Wink, wink. This is so f***ed up.
Yes, it is. And the media can't, I mean, you can't hide that part. You can't hide it. They'll try. It's not going to work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, you gotta love this. You can construct a timeline here. July 1st, Nancy Mace, who everybody thought was getting into the governor's race, she did yesterday. Nancy Mace puts out a tweet about doing an alligator Alcatraz here and deputizing state law enforcement, like in Florida. She went on the record about that on this show 2 months ago when we first had her on. And she said, absolutely, I will do that. And she followed that up after, you know, after we talked to her about it with, you know, plans and a tweet. Well, you and me and all of us, I looked this morning, it's just shy of 700 of you have called and emailed the governor's office and been gaffed off because that's who they are. About the idea of following in Florida's footsteps as Trump requested in February and deputizing officers across the state, particularly highway patrol. You can do anybody. You can do Diener. You know, you can do wildlife officials. As in Florida, everybody is deputized, double deputized as a federal immigration authority. When you encounter an illegal immigrant, then you don't have to let them drive off and maybe kill someone in a DUI later, kill someone in a driving accident later. You can actually round them up, take them to the ICE facility. It's a very simple concept. Henry McMaster gaffed us off, ignored us. We've been on this for months. Well, Nancy Mace goes on my show and says, yes, I'll do it. I'd be happy to do that. And then she puts out a tweet about it. Well, all of a sudden, the governor starts talking about, well, you know, I think I need a palmetto pen. I might need to explore that. No, the time, sir, to explore that was when the legislature was in session, because you know, you knew you needed the legislation to do it. And you needed that because Ron DeSantis knew he needed that, so he put the legislation through. He didn't pretend not to know his constituents were demanding it. He didn't do any of that. So Nancy Mace comes on this show, says, yes, I'll do it. So does Alan Wilson. He had to be dragged to it, kicking and screaming a little, but I got him promised to do it, to deputize and to open an alligator Alcatraz here. Been working hard to make this the main issue in the governor's race. Well, finally, 4 days ago, Pam Evett comes out. She's, of course, part of the Henry McMaster regime and says, oh yeah, no, we want to do that. Yeah, we want that. So she's running on that now. And he's saying, yeah, I'm exploring that. Yeah, why? Because Nancy Mace drove him to it. And, you know, to some extent, Alan Wilson did too. I had to push him, but he did agree to do it. So I couldn't be more thrilled that Nancy Mace is in the race simply to force these people to commit to doing something in this state. And folks, we're only talking about removing the most dangerous criminals, okay? There are 105,000 illegal immigrants estimated to be in this state. By the Center for Immigration Studies, 35% of them have criminal records. Henry McMaster was fine with that. That whole regime was fine with that until 4 days ago. So I'm excited. And Nancy Mace made that a centerpiece of her speech yesterday, declaring that she is running for governor.
I've been all across the state of South Carolina over the last couple of months, and the people are fed up. They're fed up with sanctuary sheriffs who refuse to enforce the law. Yes, that happened right here in South Carolina, where we had leadership across the state, statewide, that stood silent as we have a sanctuary sheriff in our great state, letting out illegals who are rapists, letting out illegals who are murderers, and letting out illegals who are pedophiles and child molesters. That happened right underneath our noses, right here in South Carolina. You know what I did last year? I stood up. I spoke out. I basically ran against the sheriff, and the good people of Charleston County, right where we are today, you voted in a new sheriff who on day one started working with ICE. You did that. They're fed up with statewide officials who always stay quiet. The ones who say nothing, do nothing, and stand for nothing. They're fed up with violent criminals getting a slap on the wrist while good law-abiding citizens get ignored. Not the illegals who are flooding our state. We have Sinaloa cartel here. We have MS-13. We have Train de Agua. They are all here. And we will work with ICE better than ever to ensure that anyone who is here illegally gets deported immediately. We will work with ICE in every respect. If we need housing for ICE, we have it. If we need to have boots on the ground to help ICE, we will do it. We will do everything in our power. And we will not let another sanctuary sheriff dictate who gets to stay here when they're here illegally. We will not allow another sanctuary sheriff to let out rapists, murderers, and illegals who are here, who are child molesters out on the streets of South Carolina.
Good for her. And again, this is why I'm thrilled she's in the race. I haven't picked who my candidate is yet. I do not know. We will see. Got a lot of questions for her. She'll be on the show, by the way, at 8:30. So if you have any questions for Nancy Mace, please text them to me, 800-905-0989. But I'm thrilled she's in the race, win or lose, because we need this issue to be forced. And I can't do it by myself. I've tried my best. Because they will gaff it right over. And they'll give you a little lip service. They'll do another raid out near Charleston of a cartel-controlled bar, round up 15 of them and say they're done. Keep the other 105,000. You know what this is about? The shiny shoes Columbia donors want slave labor, indentured labor, and their tax evasion scheme to continue in their factories. That's what they want. We don't want that. We want them gone. Because I'm telling you what, as Morgan, Indiana just did this. And listen to this. This is how radical Henry McMaster is, okay, our governor. The Indiana governor, who's kind of a squish, okay, he's a Republican, has just agreed, okay, I'm going to deputize my state officers. I'm going to pressure sheriffs and police departments to deputize and cooperate with ICE. And we're going to deport, and we're going to have a penitentiary-style facility for holding them. He's just doing it for criminals, okay, because the guy's a squish. He's not doing it for regular people, just criminals. And Henry can't do it until Nancy Mace embarrasses him into it. And quite frankly, I embarrassed some other candidates into it, I think, when they came on the show and they went, we got to do this. So 4 days ago, they get started. Hey, thrilled. I'm thrilled with that. I'm thrilled that finally we're all in a debate, and I'm happy she's in this race, because I hope if nothing else, she holds them accountable and makes them promise to do this. So it's a good start to the race. We'll talk to her at 8:35.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.